When rain starts coming down hard, clear vision is everything. The difference between steady hands and panic can come down to two thin strips of rubber sweeping your windshield. Yet most people never think about their wiper blades until they fail. A sudden downpour, a streaked window, and now you're driving blind, wishing you had changed them last weekend. This guide slows things down before that moment ever happens. You'll learn how to spot worn blades early, pick the right replacements, and swap them out safely without scratching the glass or bending a wiper arm. Each step is simple, clean, and built for beginners who want to keep their car ready for bad weather. By the end, you'll know exactly what to do when your vision fades to blur, and how to bring it back clear as day. Chapter 1: Fundamentals and Setup. Your windshield wipers are one of the simplest safety systems on a car, but they are also among the most neglected. They sit exposed to sun, grit, and rain year after year until the rubber begins to crack or smear. When that happens, visibility drops fast. Before you start replacing anything, it helps to know exactly what you're looking at and how each part works. Understanding the system. Each wiper assembly has three main parts: the arm, the blade frame, and the rubber insert. The arm connects to a small motor under the hood that moves it back and forth. The frame holds the rubber strip flat against the glass. When that strip wears down, streaks form across your line of sight. Every make and model uses a slightly different attachment design, but the basic goal never changes: keep the glass clear without scratching it. Recognizing wear. You'll know a blade is failing when you see chatter marks, uneven lines, or fine scratches in the sweep pattern. Sometimes the blade skips across the glass or squeals when dry. If you run a fingertip along the edge and feel rough spots, that's hardened rubber. In hot climates, this can happen within 6 months. In colder regions, ice buildup can tear the edge or twist the frame. A good rule: inspect the wipers every time you wash the car and expect to replace them about once a year. Sizing and compatibility. Before buying replacements, measure the length of each blade. Front wipers often differ in size by a few inches, and rear windows use shorter designs. You can find the exact size in your vehicle manual or by using the fitment chart in any auto parts store. Some vehicles use hook-style arms, while others rely on pin, bayonet, or side lock connectors. Knowing the type will save you time when shopping. If you're unsure, bring one of the old blades with you as a reference. Safety and preparation. Before working around the windshield, turn the ignition off and remove the key. Some vehicles have automatic rain-sensing wipers that can move without warning, so you don't want any power going to the motor. Set the transmission in park and engage the parking brake. Put on a pair of light gloves to protect your hands from metal edges. Keep a clean towel or piece of cardboard on the windshield to prevent scratches if the wiper arm snaps back during removal. Gathering tools and materials. You won't need much. Replacement wiper blades in the correct size. A small flat screwdriver to release clips. A clean microfiber cloth. Mild glass cleaner or vinegar solution. Gloves for grip and protection. Keep everything within arm's reach before you start. Avoid harsh chemicals or oil-based cleaners on the rubber. They shorten blade life. Positioning the wiper arms. Gently lift each arm away from the windshield until it locks in a raised position. You'll feel light spring tension. Do not force it past its normal stop. Bending the joint can ruin the arm. If your vehicle's arms do not stay raised on their own, hold them carefully or slide a folded towel under the base for support. The goal is to keep the arm upright and stable while you examine the blade connection. Reading the manual. Even though this job is simple, every car manufacturer has small variations. The owner's manual will show the correct release method for your model. Some require pressing a locking tab, others slide the blade backward off a hook. Spending 2 minutes with that diagram prevents trial and error damage later. Understanding the lock mechanism. Most modern blades use a spring clip that snaps into place over a small metal hook. When you press or pull the tab, the clip opens and the blade slides free. Study the joint before you try to remove it. Look for arrows or tiny molded text like push or lift. Familiarizing yourself with the mechanism while the blade is still attached makes the replacement step smoother later. Environmental factors. Dust, salt, and sunlight are the main enemies of wiper blades. If you live near the coast, salt film can coat the glass and eat away at the rubber edge. In desert regions, UV rays dry the material and cause microcracks. Parking in a shaded area or using a windshield shade can add months of life. During winter, avoid freeing frozen blades with brute force. Pour lukewarm water on the glass, or use the car's defroster first. Quick visual checks. Every few weeks, raise the blades and inspect. Edge condition. Look for splits or fraying. Frame alignment. Ensure the metal or plastic spine is not twisted. Arm tension. The blade should rest evenly across the glass. Windshield surface. Clean off any sap, bugs, or oil film that can shorten blade life. If any part looks off, plan a replacement soon rather than waiting for a storm to test your luck. Setting up your workspace. Work in daylight or a well-lit garage. Avoid windy or dusty conditions that could blow debris onto the windshield. Lay out your materials on a small cloth or tray. Keep the replacement blades in their packaging until you're ready to install them, so the rubber stays clean. Mental checklist before you begin. Ignition off and key removed. Parking brake on. Wiper arms lifted carefully. Tools and replacements ready. Manual consulted for clip type. Towel or pad protecting windshield. Completing this checklist takes less than 5 minutes, but prevents most beginner mistakes, especially the dreaded snapped arm against glass. Why preparation matters. A windshield wiper may seem trivial, but it directly affects reaction time on the road. A single second of lost visibility at highway speed covers the length of a car. Good preparation ensures that once you start removing the old blades, everything goes smoothly and you never have to pause mid-job searching for a screwdriver or cleaner. Testing before replacement. Run the wipers once with washer fluid to observe the sweep pattern. Notice if one side leaves lines or misses an arc. That pattern can tell you whether the problem lies in the blade, the arm pressure, or the glass itself. Turn the ignition off once more before touching anything. Observing first gives you a clear baseline to compare after installation. Environmental safety. Dispose of old blades responsibly. They contain metal and synthetic rubber that should not go into regular trash if recycling is available. Many auto parts stores collect them for proper disposal. Planning this step ahead of time means you won't leave oily parts in the trunk or garage later. The mindset of routine care. Changing wipers is not a repair. It's maintenance, the kind that builds confidence. Doing it yourself saves money, but more importantly, it keeps you familiar with your vehicle. The more often you perform small tasks like this, the less intimidating larger jobs will feel. Each step you take now is part of building mechanical self-reliance. Chapter 2, Replacement and Testing. Replacing wiper blades is a task built on patience, not strength. It's all about handling thin metal parts and delicate rubber with care. Once you've prepared your tools and workspace, the next phase is hands-on. You'll remove the old blades, install the new ones, and test them until every movement feels smooth. Take your time. Small details like a clean connector or the angle of the hook make all the difference. Step 1. Inspect the blade connection. Start by standing at the driver's side wiper. Lift the arm away from the windshield until it holds itself upright. Examine the joint where the blade connects to the arm. You'll likely see one of three styles. Hook type, the most common design, shaped like a curved letter J. Pin or button type, uses a small locking pin that pushes through a hole in the blade mount. Sidelock or bayonet type, found on newer vehicles, with a small tab or slide latch that clicks into place. Each style releases differently, so take a moment to study it. If it looks unclear, glance again at the owner's manual or the instruction sheet that came with your replacement blades. Manufacturers often print small diagrams showing how to detach each connection type. Step 2, releasing the old blade. Hold the wiper arm firmly with one hand near its base. With your other hand, press or lift the release tab while sliding the blade down toward the base of the hook. You should feel it loosen and slide free. Move slowly. The spring in the arm can pull it down hard against the glass if you let go. Once the old blade is off, gently lower the bare metal arm to rest on your towel or cardboard pad. Never let it snap back. Even light pressure can chip the glass or damage the arm hinge. Step 3. Clean the arm and windshield. Before attaching the new blade, take a few minutes to clean. Use your microfiber cloth and a small amount of glass cleaner to wipe the metal arm, especially around the hinge and hook. Remove any grit, rust, or film. Dirt trapped in the connector can cause uneven movement or squeaks later. Clean the windshield as well. Spray a mild cleaner or diluted vinegar solution across the driver's side and wipe in overlapping strokes. The cleaner the surface, the better your new blades will perform. If you see oily haze or road film, repeat the process once more. A spotless windshield lets the new rubber seat perfectly on the first pass. Step 4. Attaching the new blade. Now pick up the new blade. Keep it in its protective sleeve until the last moment to avoid contaminating the rubber edge with oil from your hands. Hold it so that the curved frame faces upward, matching the contour of the windshield. 4 hook-style arms. Slide the curved hook through the opening in the blade's connector until it clicks into place. You should hear or feel a distinct snap. Gently tug the blade to confirm it's locked. If it moves freely, recheck the alignment and push until secure. 4 pin-type connections. Line up the small hole on the blade with the pin on the arm. Push until you feel it seat firmly. You may hear a soft click. 4 side lock or bayonet types. Insert the arm into the slot until the locking tab engages. These designs are more precise. Make sure the tab fully snaps before lowering the arm. Do not force any connector. If resistance feels wrong, stop and review the manual. A cracked latch means the blade won't hold up under speed or wind pressure. Step 5. Lower the arm gently. Once attached, lower the arm carefully back onto the windshield. Let it rest softly against the glass. The blade should sit flat without gaps. If it leans or leaves space at either end, the adapter might not be seated correctly. Adjust if necessary. Repeat the same process on the passenger side. Note that the passenger side blade is often shorter. Mixing lengths can affect how much area each one clears. Swap one side at a time, so you can use the untouched blade as a reference. Step 6. Replace the rear wiper, if applicable. Many vehicles also have a rear window wiper. The steps are similar, but the mechanism may differ. Lift the rear arm gently. It might be smaller or less flexible. Release the old blade using the side latch or clip, attach the new one, and test its movement manually. Rear blades often operate less frequently, but they still degrade over time from sunlight and dust. Step 7. Initial hand test. Before turning on the ignition, lift each wiper slightly and run your hand along the rubber edge. It should feel smooth, flexible, and uniform. The frame should stay straight without bending or rattling. Lightly press the blades down onto the glass and move them side to side to confirm full contact. This quick manual test catches most misalignments early. Step 8. Testing with washer fluid. Once everything looks right, get ready to power up the system. Start the car and activate the washer fluid spray. Let the blades run for about 10 seconds across the wet glass. Watch closely for uniform contact, no streaks or missed areas. Silent movement, no chatter, squeaks, or slaps. Smooth motion. The arms should travel evenly without hesitation. Park position. When turned off, the blades should return neatly to the base of the windshield. If all of these check out, you've completed a perfect installation. If not, continue to the adjustment steps below. Step 9. Adjusting alignment. If one side of the blade misses a section, the arm may not be pressing evenly. Lift it slightly and inspect the angle of the joint. A gentle twist at the hinge, just enough to balance tension, can help. Don't use tools or apply excessive force. Small corrections make big differences. For vehicles with adjustable park positions, follow the manual instructions to recalibrate. Many modern cars reset automatically after a few full sweeps. If the blades rest too high or low, consult a mechanic rather than forcing them down manually. Step 10. Double-check fasteners and locks. After testing, pause the system midway through a sweep and turn off the ignition. The blades should stop mid-glass. Lift each arm again and give the connection a firm but gentle tug. It should not shift. Confirm that all clips are secure and that the adapter fits snugly into the hook. Even a half millimeter of looseness can cause the blade to slip free under heavy wind pressure. Step 11. Test in real conditions. The best test is water from the sky. Wait for light rain or simulate it using a spray bottle of clean water across the windshield. Turn the wipers on low speed first, then medium, then high. Listen to the sound. Smooth, steady sweeps mean success. Rapid slapping or skipping means one end is too tight or one hinge is sticky. If the wipers lift slightly off the glass at highway speed, that's a sign of low arm tension. Replacement arms or upgraded aerodynamic blades can solve that. The goal is a consistent, silent arc from start to finish. Step 12. Clean up and store extras. Once everything works correctly, clean your tools and wipe any fingerprints or cleaner residue from the glass. Store leftover adapters or the instruction sheet with your car manual. You might need them next year when replacing the blades again. Keeping records of blade size and type saves time at the store later. Step 13. Common mistakes to avoid. Letting the arm snap back. Always protect the glass with a towel. Touching the rubber edge. Oils from your fingers reduce lifespan. Mixing old and new blades. Replace both together for even wear. Skipping windshield cleaning. Dirt scratches new rubber instantly. Ignoring squeaks. Early noise means misalignment or buildup. A clean and careful installation prevents all of these problems. Step 14. Mid-job troubleshooting. If the blade won't release, check for hidden latches or caps covering the connector. Some models have small plastic covers that must be lifted first. A gentle push with a flat screwdriver can free the lock. If a new blade seems loose, verify that you're using the right adapter. Many aftermarket blades come with several connector types in one package. Match the correct one by shape and width. Installing the wrong adapter can cause rattling or uneven pressure. Step 15. Understanding pressure distribution. Wiper arms are designed to apply even pressure along the entire blade. The spring tension and curvature of the frame control how firmly the rubber presses against the glass. If that balance shifts, say if the hinge rusts or the arm bends, the blade won't clean properly. Lightly oil the hinge with a small drop of silicone spray if it feels stiff. Avoid petroleum oils, which degrade rubber. Step 16. Fine-tuning the sweep. Sometimes the first test leaves faint streaks even with new blades. Try running the washer fluid again, then wiping with a clean cloth. If streaks remain, check for film on the glass or wax residue from car washes. A vinegar water mix removes most coatings. Once clean, the new rubber should glide smoothly with zero drag. Step 17. Weather-specific testing. Different seasons affect blade behavior. In hot climates, the rubber can stick slightly until it's been run a few times. In cold weather, blades may stiffen. To prevent this, warm the windshield using the defroster before testing. Avoid running dry blades on ice or frost. It damages the edge before you even start using them. If you often drive in snowy areas, consider installing winter blades, which have a protective rubber boot that prevents ice buildup on the frame. The installation process is identical, but they last longer through freezing conditions. Step 18. Final functional check. After confirming smooth motion, shut off the engine and examine each blade in its resting position. They should lie flat, parallel to the base of the windshield, without lifting or curving away. The rubber should make full contact from one end to the other. Touch the glass. It should feel completely dry after one or two passes. If you see fine lines of water left behind, the glass might have small pits or wax residue. A quick polish with glass cleaner usually fixes that. Step 19. Visual confirmation. Look through the windshield from inside the cabin. The edges of each sweep should meet near the center without overlapping too far. The top of the sweep should stop just before the windshield's upper edge. Any overlap can cause noise or wiper blade collision. If needed, remove the blade and reattach slightly offset by one notch on the arm to adjust alignment. Make small changes only. One notch too far can cause rubbing against the hood or side pillar. Step 20. Final safety check. End your replacement with a short checklist. Both blades replaced and locked. Windshield cleaned and dry. No tools left on hood or cowl. Washer fluid topped up. Blades operate smoothly on all speeds. Run this list once, then again after your first drive in the rain. If anything feels off, revisit the installation before it becomes a hazard. Building confidence. Performing this simple job with care builds more than clear vision. It builds trust in your hands. Every click of a lock tab or wipe of a clean blade reinforces your control over your vehicle's upkeep. You're not just changing parts. You're learning how machines rely on attention to detail. Next time someone complains about blurry glass or streaks in the rain, you'll know exactly what to do and how to help. That confidence keeps you calm in unexpected weather and encourages you to handle other maintenance tasks with the same focus. Chapter 3. Troubleshooting and maintenance plan. When your new blades sweep across the glass for the first time, the view feels perfect, smooth, silent, and clean. Yet even fresh wipers can start to fail if they're ignored. Heat, dust, and everyday use wear them down faster than most people realize. This final chapter shows how to read the warning signs early, fix common issues, and keep your visibility sharp through every season. Recognizing problems early. A wiper blade always gives a hint before it fails completely. The first sign might be a faint streak after rain, or a squeak when the glass dries halfway. Learning to recognize these cues helps you correct small problems before they become serious. If your blades leave streaks, they're either dirty or beginning to harden. Clean both the rubber and the windshield with a mild glass cleaner or vinegar solution. Rub along the full length of the blade to remove road film. If streaks remain after a deep clean, the rubber has lost flexibility and it's time to replace the blades. If you hear chattering, the wipers are jumping across the surface instead of gliding. That usually means the glass is dry, the hinge is stiff, or the arm is slightly out of alignment. Wet the windshield, loosen the hinge with a drop of silicone spray, and check that the blade sits flat. Sometimes a tiny bend in the arm, just a few degrees, restores perfect pressure. When you notice squeaking, the glass is too dry or the rubber has stiffened. Warm the windshield using your defroster before running the wipers, especially in cold weather. If the squeak returns after cleaning, the blades may be past their prime. A smearing or hazy pattern often means the glass is coated with oil, wax, or silicone. Replace the washer fluid if it looks dirty and clean the glass with a degreasing cleaner. If only one direction of the sweep is affected, inspect the frame. A slightly twisted arm can drag instead of wipe. If the wipers miss a section of the windshield, check the length and fit of each blade. One may be too short or not seated properly on the arm. Make sure the spring tension feels even when lifting it from the glass. If the motor slows or stops mid-sweep, the problem could be mechanical, something that requires service beyond normal maintenance. Finally, a dragging or weak sweep often means the pivot hinge has rusted or lost lubrication. Move the arm by hand with the ignition off. If it feels stiff, apply a small drop of silicone oil to the hinge joint and test again. When both blades move slowly even with good lubrication, the motor linkage may need attention from a technician. Cleaning routine. Clean glass is the secret to long wiper life. Dirt and residue act like sandpaper against the rubber edge. Once a month, take 5 minutes to wash the windshield and blades. Spray a mild cleaner, wipe vertically, then cross-wipe horizontally for full coverage. Wrap a damp microfiber cloth around the blade and slide from one end to the other. Finish with a dry pass to remove residue. Avoid paper towels or rough rags. They shed lint and can damage the rubber. Clean blades always sound quiet and feel smooth when you touch them lightly with a finger. Seasonal care. Your wipers face different challenges through the year. In summer, sunlight and heat harden the rubber. Park in shade or use a reflective windshield cover to slow that damage. Wipe the blades more often because dust builds up quickly. Inspect for fine cracks or fading at the edges. In autumn, falling leaves collect at the base of the windshield and block the wiper path. Clear them away before driving. Tree sap or bug residue also becomes common, so use washer fluid rated for those contaminants. After long dry spells, moisten the blades with a spritz of water before turning them on. During winter, the rules change. Never use wipers to scrape ice. Lift the blades before snowstorms or warm the windshield with the defroster until the glass is clear. Use winter blend washer fluid with antifreeze. If you live where snow is heavy, consider winter blades with protective rubber boots that keep ice out of the frame. In spring, pollen and sap coat the glass again. Wash weekly with warm water and mild detergent and clean the rubber carefully. This prevents buildup that causes streaks once the rainy season starts. Extending blade life. Most blades last 6 to 12 months, but a little care can double that. Keep the glass clean, never run wipers on a dry windshield, and replace washer fluid before it turns cloudy. Avoid parking under trees where sap drips onto the glass. If your region has hard water, use filtered or distilled water when mixing washer fluid to prevent mineral spots that harden the rubber. Mark the replacement date in your phone or on a small sticker inside the door. A yearly reminder keeps you on schedule. Fixing noise and vibration. If your new blades become noisy weeks after installation, contamination is often to blame. Airborne oil from traffic sticks to the windshield and transfers to the rubber. Clean both again with a vinegar-based mix or automotive glass polish. If noise remains, check the pivot joint at the arm base. A stiff hinge changes pressure across the sweep. Apply a tiny amount of silicone spray and flex the joint several times by hand. Avoid petroleum products like WD-40. They attract dust and damage rubber seals. Persistent chatter after cleaning may come from micro-pitting in the glass. Tiny impacts from sand or grit create small rough spots that cause vibration. If polishing doesn't solve it, professional glass restoration may be required. Washer fluid maintenance. Washer fluid isn't just for cleaning bugs, it lubricates the blades during each sweep. If the spray pattern weakens, clear the nozzles with a pin and refill the reservoir with proper washer solution. Never use plain water in cold weather. It can freeze and crack the lines. Check the pump by listening for a faint hum when you activate it. If no sound is heard, the fuse or wiring may need service. Always use clean fluid. Contaminated or soapy mixtures leave residue that reduces visibility. Handling emergencies. If a blade tears during heavy rain, pull over safely and turn the system off. Running bare metal on glass causes instant scratches. Keep a small spare blade or refill strip in your trunk for emergencies. These slide into place until a full replacement can be done. If you must continue driving briefly in rain, apply a temporary rain repellent product to the windshield. It causes water to bead and roll away, buying you time until proper repair. Drive slowly and carefully. Temporary coatings are not a substitute for working wipers. Protecting against sun damage. The sun is a quiet destroyer of wiper blades. Ultraviolet rays weaken rubber molecules and cause cracking. Whenever possible, park in a garage or under shade. A windshield shade helps protect both the glass and the blades. Once every few months, apply a thin layer of silicone conditioner to the rubber edge. It restores flexibility and prevents sticking in heat, keeping the windshield smooth. Even the best blades can fail if the glass surface is rough. Hard water stains sap or grit reduce glide and cause noise. Wash the windshield regularly with CarSafe cleaner. Dry it with a microfiber towel, not paper, and once or twice a year polish the glass lightly to remove residue. Flush out the cowl area at the base of the windshield with water to remove trapped dirt around the wiper motor. Troubleshooting summary without charts. Here's a quick spoken reference to keep in mind. If your wipers leave streaks, the cause is dirt or wax. Clean both glass and rubber. If they chatter, the arm may be misaligned. Adjust the hinge angle slightly. If they squeak, the blades are dry or stiff. Warm the glass and clean them again. If they smear, the problem is oil film. Use alcohol or a degreaser. If they miss part of the glass, one blade is too short or not locked. Replace it with the correct size. If they drag, the hinge is rusted. Lubricate the joint. If the sweep feels weak, the motor linkage may be worn. Have it serviced. Keep these 7 points in your head instead of a printed chart. They'll guide you anytime a problem appears. Storing spares. Store extra blades flat in a cool, dry place. Avoid keeping them upright or near sunlight, which warps the frame and dries the rubber. Leave them sealed in their original packaging until use. If you maintain more than one vehicle, label each set by size and type to avoid confusion later. Quick inspection habits. Turn maintenance into a habit you can do while refueling. While the pump runs, lift each wiper, wipe it with a towel, and check for loose ends or frayed edges. Clear away leaves or grit from the base of the windshield. These 30-second checks prevent damage and save you from dangerous surprises during the next rainstorm, when it's more than the blades. Sometimes the issue isn't the rubber, but the mechanism behind it. If both wipers move slowly or stop halfway, the motor linkage could be corroded. Apply a small amount of grease to the pivot joints under the hood or ask a technician for service. Uneven pressure along the blade can mean the arm spring is weak. Replace the entire arm if it no longer presses firmly on the glass. If the wipers stop mid-motion or fail to park correctly, check the fuse box. A blown fuse is a simple fix once identified. Logging maintenance. A simple logbook can keep you consistent. Write down the date each time you install new blades, what brand and size you used, and any issues noticed later. For fleet or work vehicles, this record helps track performance and plan replacements before the rainy season. Consistency prevents last-minute failures. Passing on the skill. Once you understand this process, share it. Teaching someone how to inspect or replace wipers spreads awareness and safety. Show them the right way to lift the arm, protect the glass, and listen for warning sounds. It's a 5-minute demonstration that might save a life during bad weather. Long-term performance testing. After every few months, rate how the blades perform. Perfect means they glide silently and clear the view in one pass. Acceptable means there's only minor noise or faint lines. If you ever describe the result as barely adequate, plan a replacement. Testing regularly keeps you proactive rather than reactive. Preparing for official inspection. Many safety checks include windshield wiper performance. A few days before your inspection, clean the blades, confirm washer fluid sprays evenly, and test for full movement without collisions. Replace weak or noisy blades immediately. A smooth, quiet sweep is the best sign your car is ready for approval. Special care for premium blades. If your car uses beam style or hybrid blades, handle them gently. Don't twist the aerodynamic spine. Clean them with mild soap and water, not alcohol, to avoid softening the bonded structure. Inspect the integrated spoiler for cracks. Silicone blades can be conditioned with a small amount of silicone fluid every few weeks. They cost more, but can last twice as long when maintained. A routine for the year. Think of wiper care as a four-season rhythm. In January, check for frozen joints and use antifreeze washer fluid. In April, remove pollen buildup before the rainy months. In July, inspect for UV cracking under the summer sun. In October, replace blades before storm season begins. Doing it on schedule prevents surprises. Maintenance isn't about reacting. It's about staying ready. The mindset of clear vision. Every part of this process builds confidence. You're not just caring for rubber strips. You're protecting visibility, control, and calmness in bad weather. When heavy rain hits and others strain to see, your windshield stays clear because you took the time to understand, adjust, and maintain. That's the heart of blue-collar skill. Simple, steady attention to detail that keeps machines and people safe.